Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, what's going on? This is JB. I'm going to start it off with a little music, and we're going to get right down to it. This is the night for the motorcycles. I see we got a lot of callers from out of the area. Like I said, I'm going to start it off. We're going to start it off a little Gene Stevens style. I don't know if he's on here tonight, but this we're going to start this thing off right, because this song right here has always, you know, it once you hear the song, you'll understand why we're hearing it. Look, here we go, the night for the motorcycles. All right, let's see who's going to be the first one that's going to open up that mic. Like I said, we got some locked-in races for March. From what I hear, we got two locked-in races. We got a race between DMV's own Tommy Adams on Jesse James versus Bud Light Lime. And I think the Black Caesar is running somebody at Shadyside in March. So, like I said, this is the night for the motorcycles, the four-wheelers, anybody that's going to call in that wants to get a point across and they want to lock a race in. So, I know the metro area riders said they was going to be on here tonight. So, we're gonna let them talk. We're going to open some microphones and hopefully somebody going to start a little shit, you know, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to start something tonight. So, anybody that's on here from out of the area or in the area that has something they want to say, or they got a call out and they on two wheels, or they got a four wheel. Anything you want to say, just go ahead and let it be heard. Let's see who we got in here. We got 269 area code. Let's see who that is. From the 269, we got the 202, we got the 301, we got a 540, we got a 443, 532, 4121. Who's going to be the first one to open that mic? It doesn't even have to be on a four-wheel or a motorcycle. We can have a car. Anybody on here that got something they want to get across tonight, and they want to let somebody hear what they got on their chest, go ahead and let it off. Because, like I said, the new year has started, and we got some races that are locked in, but there's some stuff that ain't been locked in yet. So somebody need to get a point across real quick. And here we go, the first person that is 804-731-4629, and that is nobody but Running Bear himself.
What's going on, JB?
I ain't doing nothing, man. I'm just, the boys wanted to get on here tonight. They had some heavy locked-in grudge races for March they wanted to get across. So I told them, you know, I don't show no favoritism to a car or anything else. I don't care if it's a car, a motorcycle. Shit, you can run on feet for all I care. I mean, it's the grudge race is a grudge race. And so I'm gonna let people get their point across. I'm going to let everybody get their point across. So.
That's right, JB. I heard you put them on the hot spot. But, you know, everybody can talk until they get on the hot spot. I ain't heard nobody with a motorcycle yet open their mouth or open their mic up yet. So somebody needs to speak up. What do you think?
I'm with you because, I mean, everybody been posting about that motorcycle, the motorcycles and the four-wheelers. I mean, you know, I know of one race already. And like I said, that's Big Tommy. right, Jesse James, but I mean, there's supposedly there's a big race in March in Shadyside, and it's going down. They made it a 2-day event, so I mean, I'm just trying to see. I mean, people, you know, I think the thing is on the Facebook, people, you know, out of town. Oh man, we'll do this, we'll do that, but man, you put somebody on that hot seat, man, it's a whole different thing. So.
Yep. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah. So I don't, I know.
I wasn't going to open my mic. I was going to sit back and listen, you know, since this is a motorcycle thing. You know, I want to hear what these guys got to say and how much balls they get and what they're going to do and what they think they're going to do.
Yeah, hey, I'm the same with you, man. I mean, I had a guy, you know, he texted me early. He was like, man, I can't wait to get on the show. And I don't even, you know, don't know enough. He hit me up on the page. He was like, man, you talking about motorcycles tonight. I said, yeah, two wheels or four wheels. I heard, you know, somebody told me they got a four wheeler in South Carolina and they want to lock in for, you know, two on five and they want to do this, they want to do that. So, I mean, this is, you know.
Yeah. Well, as you can see, you got the numbers and they know that all they got to do is push that one button. They can do all the talking they want.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, they here we go. Maybe somebody that stepped to that plate. Let's see. We got 240-300-0994. Who am I speaking with? Oh, they dropped the call, so We had a mic open. I don't know if they got a little shy once they got there, but the mic has closed. 240 has the mic has closed. So hopefully they'll call back in or something. But they didn't drop. So hey, you know. Oh, here we go. They call right back in. Let's see what we got. 240-300-0994. Who am I speaking with? 240 area code. Who is this?
Hello.
Yeah, what's
Hello.
Up? Hello. I'm hearing you.
What's up?
Nothing. You tell me. What's going on?
We're looking for any small blocks this year.
Any?
Who
oh, so, oh, okay, so you we talking cars now. Any small block?
Any small block we want it. Southern Maryland boy.
Southern Maryland boy. Okay, darn. Any small. So, all right. So, give me this.
28 stock suspension.
Okay.
He should have been on that show that I was listening to about an hour ago, the small block boys, 28.
But it don't make no difference. We want big blocks, too. It don't make no difference.
Oh, you can get on.
We get there.
Oh, Southern Maryland boys. So, hey, let me ask them. Who am I talking with? Who is this?
We talking to the sponsor of every car in Southern Maryland, Big Money Mike.
Okay. So damn. So we coming out. So what I'm hearing is you got a car 28 stock suspension ready to go.
28 stock suspension ready to go. We work hard all winter, play hard all summer.
Okay, I'm hearing that.
You ain't
I'm
talking dollars.
That.
We ain't talking cents.
Darn. So we looking. So anything on 28, I think I let
anything
let's see, I think,
on 28, big block or small block, love to have you.
Okay, well, I think I'm about to, let's see, I got somebody right here.
Well, you get him right there, and you get him right there.
Okay, we got a mic open. Mr. 803-242-1963, do you have a big block or a small block on 28?
Sure do.
Okay.
Well, I love to have you. Right off the trailer, no shakedown.
Do what? I ain't coming straight off the trailer. I'll make at least one shakedown.
Well, you are the money then. If you need a shakedown, we don't need a shakedown. We got all winter long to prepare our cars. Why we got to shake them down?
Because I like to make mine at least make sure everything's good to go first.
Well, try it out before you get to Southern Maryland or whatever track you're getting to.
I tell you what, you can come off the trailer, I'm going to make me a hit.
Well, we coming straight off the trailer, and I love to have you. And I bet money on the cat.
Oh, we can bet on that, too. I promise you that.
Well, I love to have you. I love to have you right now. Love to have you.
We can make it happen.
Meat. It's meat. Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy. Yeah. I knew there was going to be a... I knew there was going to be a...
Side. I'm looking for anybody.
We can make it happen. Trust me. We can make it happen.
Well, let's get it on there.
Where you going to be at in March?
We're going to be anywhere you going to be at. Where you going to be at?
We'll be in Fayetteville in March.
Well, we'll be in Fayetteville. We'll come to kick ass and take names.
Popeye and Dirty Money will be there looking for you.
We got all.
Do what?
I tell y'all what, we got Copperhead. We got all the boys coming down. Anything starts suspension on 28, you can get it. And the tongue been hanging out of head all winter, so they're looking for some victim's ass to bite on this summer.
That's good.
If you don't like it, when you get done, you're going to love it.
I know it. I'm gonna be rich off y'all's ass.
Well, one thing about it, we're going to put it down and you're going to fall in love.
Okay.
Because we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Well, you started middle ways then. How about that?
Don't worry about that. We're coming all the way to you. We're going to do you dirty there. Then when you come to Southern Maryland, we're going to lay odds on the money.
Dirty Money will be with me in Fayetteville.
We're not popping no hoods. We ask you to pop your hood. When the time
to
get too late,
to
get there.
I ain't asking you to pop your motor, pop your hood.
All right.
You said you was coming straight off the trailer. That's fine.
I'm coming straight off the trailer. We don't need no shakedown.
But we're going to make a hit, and that's what's going to happen.
Well, make a hit and blow it up, then we'll drag you down the track.
Okay, that'd be fine.
And we're going to pull a shoot on you at the 8th and cut that bitch off something wrong.
Only way you can pull a shoot at the 8th, you slow your ass down so you can be behind
me. Well, don't
make
no motherfucking difference. I'm going to leave you right at the Christmas tree. Hello.
That's fine.
Sound like this guy wants to talk a lot. He don't want to race. He want to talk a lot. He don't want to race.
We've been saying, Phil, I bet you that. When you see the Merle Dave coming in with all them big black dudes, don't drop your head.
That's fine.
All right, then. I'll be seeing your face, man. What's your name?
Popeye.
Look, from the starting from the bottom, now we're here. Popeye,
I'll
bring the fucking spinach because you're going to be hungry when I get done with you. Toot-toot.
Okay. That's fine. We'll bring more people. I mean, well, you ain't the only one who got small blocks. I can grant you on that.
Lord, have mercy. I knew he was up and on here pretty soon.
What?
Now look, I just opened another mic of a man on 28-2, and I think Popeye is already gonna do battle with this man in April. Is that who
yes.
I think it is? Dwayne Robinson, that ain't you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Shit, I accidentally unmuted. I was sitting there laughing at my mic.
No, that ain't Mike. You know that? Well, you know who that is, right?
Yeah, I know. I heard Mike and Papa talking.
That's me.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, I thought that was Money Mike.
Well, no, that was me too, because I heard it. But he said, started from the bottom where he, I said, oh, that's damn beat.
I would laugh my ass off. I ain't even gonna lie to you. That's joking funny, boy.
You gotta love him, man. That's why, hey, I'm gonna
tell
you,
man.
Hey, you gotta love it, man.
Man, we got two more months, man. It's the longest damn 2 months. I know this been the longest break, man, ever.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, I Corey called me. He called me or texted me not too long ago. He said, he said, man, we got some more small time calls coming here, man. He was like, it's not really gonna be a grudge event, but it's starting to turn into one. I said, well, when you start letting them, you know, them boys come in and put that no time on the board and, you know, put that money out there, man, the show's gonna open up. So now he looking for grudge races. I said, well, that's hey.
Yeah, he should have been doing that from the start.
See, I told him. I said, don't get me wrong. Everybody everybody loves index racing. Everybody loves racing, period. Nobody going to turn down racing. you know, nobody. But the thing is, when you get a bunch of them boys in there that got that money and they looking to make some money, you're going to turn the show out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, bragging racing is fine. I give tip my hat to anybody who likes to bragging race. I mean, me, I just can't. You know what I mean? But I tip my hat to anybody who like to do it. But I love a full grudge event, man. I mean, that's what makes it fun. You know what I mean? Grudge racing is where that I'm.
Plus, I'm looking at this. It sounds like you know, DMV's own Mark Hayes is gonna get back in his car. So that's another thing.
Oh yeah, I mean I notice a lot of small tire guys, man. A lot of the big tire guys coming on down, coming where the fun at, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's why I was telling I was telling Kenny Beecham that all the small tire guys, I mean, it don't even matter if they where they from, you know, that can come on down and everybody put a pot together. I mean, 500 might be a little heavy for, you know, per person. But, I mean, a couple hundred dollars, just like what Running Bad was talking about, $200 a car entry fee, and just winner take all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hey, that's the way but see, that they don't understand. When you go to Duck's Race and you go to these other races, that's what they do. They usually put that $200-$300 a person pot, and they run for that couple grand. That's how they do that race. But, you know.
Yeah.
They want to take that chance. They don't want to put that money out there.
Well, I mean, the only thing that's bad about, you know, with the grudge race, and everybody always talking small block, big block, but when you class race, like the guys that do 275 and the guys that run Outlaw, whatever, Outlaw 28s or whatever they run, I mean, it ain't no rules then. I mean, they can come with small block, big block. It don't matter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter which way they come. I mean, shit. I mean, you get a race like that, anything can happen, man. I mean, with proof that is, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen with that money on the line.
That's
you just
got
to hope that your shit together and go stay together and make it to the end. You know, and then if you want to bet extra, like if I run, just say for instance, I run against Popeye in that race, you know, we can bet a little something extra on the side. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or if
yep.
I run Kenny or anybody like that, I can bet a little extra. Me and them can have our own little pot, even though we racing for position, you know, to go to the farmers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can have our grudge race right out the way. You can't say you ain't grudge race because your grudge race, you getting your grudge race out the way right then and there.
Well, let me open this mic. Somebody been on hold for a minute. And I don't like keeping somebody on hold. 832-576-2534. Who am I speaking with?
How you doing, young man? This is Undertaker down here in Texas. I just wanted to some of them guys on the 28th and
29th,
they're
going to
be down here in April.
Gross National. Y'all talking about down in Texas. What y'all got going down there? I don't think anybody thought about, you know, heading down there yet. What y'all got going on?
They got, supposedly, the World's Grudge Nationals are supposed to be in San Antonio,
oh, yeah, I
thought, Texas.
That is in Texas. That's in Texas. You're right. I did see that. Yep, I did see that flyer. Yeah, because they're also doing a World Grudge Nationals in August with Custom T and Jay Barnes at Maryland International.
Hey, Maryland.
Yeah, so how you sit, Undertaker?
We got various stock suspension cars, 28, 29, big blocks, small blocks. I was listening at that other guy, you know, talking about he want any 28 stock. I was thinking what he's asking for.
Yeah, that was one of our boys known as Meat. You gotta understand Meat. Meat is funny.
Okay. I was gonna ask, run any turbos?
Oh no! The thing up here, the thing that people are opening up to down here, you know, if you, the thing is, people not scared to run the turbo no more. And a lot of people you got to think about. Just look at, all right, let's put it in perspective. Look at Street Outlaws right now. Yeah, we know that that Nova probably got more horsepower, but in 660 feet, I'm going to tell you right now, nitrous, I'm going to tell you, when that turbo get a little lag to it, or just anything where it doesn't come up on boost and that light drop, and that nitrous kick in, I'm going to tell you, that's what I'm saying. It's a gamble. We know, yeah, we know that turbo cars, when you get them right, you got hell on your hand. But the thing is, you got people right now that got that nitrous. I'm going to tell you, in 660 feet, you got to catch them. That's basically what it is nowadays.
They come down to it. Ain't even about the cars no more. It's about the tracks.
That's saying it even better. Because, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been to some events out of state, and, man, there's been a turbo car there, and, you know, I'm like, man, that boy ain't got a chance. And when that light drop and that nitrous kick and that flame come out the side of that Mustang and the other car sitting over there, she ain't caught up on school, and by the time that happened, that light drop, that other car gone, man. That's what I'm saying.
You wouldn't, now, you wouldn't be talking about the shadow, would you?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Now, see, that there is, I'm going to tell you right now, that there is shadow, something to mess with right now.
Yeah, he mentioned one of our big heavy hitters up down here in Texas, up Birdman.
Oh, yeah, the Jekyll. I know, him and old Jekyll, they done locked heads a couple times this year, last year.
Yeah. I got another one of my buddies on the phone, Big D, also out of Texas, Ghetto Dream. He might want to say a little something.
Okay, what's going on?
What's happening?
What's going on, man?
We were talking about putting 200 on top of some races, everybody putting in 200. Well, we're going to do the same thing at Roar Race coming up at another one, too.
Where is the race at?
We're going to race at HMP on the 25th, that MLK shootout we do every year.
HMP? For Houston Motorsports?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, Houston, a long-ass ways, man. We had to leave now.
Any of you guys going to be at Fat Tuesday over there in Mississippi?
This year, I'm going to tell you where we're planning on. See, we out in the DMV, we out in Virginia, Maryland area. And the places we've locked in so far, we're going to South Carolina to beat up on Popeye in April. March, we going to Mike Hill's race in House of Hook, Carolina. And I think in June, we're going to Petey Small Block race in Atco.
Where is that?
Atco, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
So, I mean, that's what we're doing so far. But there's been, I tell you, it's a guy that got on here a couple of weeks ago and was talking about the Concrete Palace. And everything I've heard about that place down there, man, is it's the hardest looking track in the world. So don't get me wrong, we got to get there one day, because what I heard, the Concrete Palace is special.
So what you saying, you boys don't come down south?
They went to Maryland. I can understand that.
No, we go down. Now, see, the thing is, now we go down south, but we don't go, like I think right now so far, the race.
We don't go where?
Yeah, we don't know where. See, right now we're going to Carolina, we're going to Georgia. I mean, but we're not going, you know. The thing is, we haven't locked in with anybody to go anywhere else. I mean, the thing is, you know, certain races come up. Like, we just got called about a race in April. Like I said, it's a 10-year event, and we're going to go down there. And, you know, we got three races locked in there, and then we're going to do some bike racing. In March, we got three races locked in on the bike, I think, for 15 on 5. So, I mean, you know, we going places. It's just, you know, the thing is, people call us and you're like, hey, man, look, y'all, we need y'all to bring some cars down. We got some cars that want to lock in, what y'all want to do. And that's how it usually happens. It takes off just like that. So the way we do business is if we look out for you, you going to kick it to us. That's how we do our businesses. So.
Right. Is this particular number for the show, is that a number that we can get in contact with you guys?
You can think, actually, you can get my number, man. I don't mind giving, you can get a pen and paper, you can call me, man.
Okay, what is it?
804-763-9545,
JB.
Yeah, we had some of your books. Hey, look, I got some of your Texas people about to get on right now, so hold that thought. I got somebody from Texas, let me open this mic.
Okay.
Let's see. Y'all gonna notice 717-379-3712. Is that Hell Yeah?
Hell Yeah. What's going on?
Hell yeah, we got some boys from Texas on here tonight, Hell Yeah.
Yeah, I heard them Texas boys on there.
What's going on, boy?
Hey, how are you?
Know, y'all know Hell Yeah Z?
No, not right off.
Well, hey, Hell Yeah, tell them about the car you used to have. Maybe they'll know you.
Well, I run, y'all were just talking about Concrete Palace. And
over there in Crandall.
Over there in Crandall.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all from Dallas-Fort Worth area? You Houston area or what?
We're from Houston. You probably know Batman and all them boys up there.
Yeah, yeah. Galen, Greg Green.
What'd you say your name was again?
They call me Hell Yeah. I got a 280Z.
Okay.
Used to run Yellow Belly, Cedar Creek, Denton, Kennedale, Texas Raceway.
Yeah, well, we hanging out down here with old Alley Cat.
Okay, yeah, I know. All right. Yeah, I've been to a couple of his events.
Hopefully we'll get a chance to meet you, March, when Batman has to break.
And when's this now?
March, I think it's March the 18th or 19th, somewhere from there.
And where's that going to be?
If I'm not mistaken, it's supposed to be in... Kennedale or Crandall, because Batman is throwing it. So.
Okay, yeah, I won't be heading that way probably till May or June. But not unless these guys, you know, we can get some of these Maryland boys together and we can all make a run. You know, we can get some races locked in, because you know, for everybody, even if y'all travel this way, we definitely want to have you some races locked in before you come this way. And same goes for us, you know.
Hey, look, let me do this. Y'all know Bobby Child?
Oh, what's that? Wild Child?
Bobby Child. Bobby Wild Child.
I don't know him. I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Okay, he does a lot of grudging. He's in on that race that y'all were talking about, that World Grudge Nationals. And I know he's helping out with it. But, He promotes a lot of the stuff down in Texas. And, you know, maybe what I'll do tomorrow is I'm going to call Jay Barnes and I'm going to talk to Bobby Childs. And maybe, you know, maybe before the year out, we can all get together in a neutral ground and do something.
Okay.
Yeah, because we got some cars.
We mostly go to, they know it's Tommy Dowd.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I tell you what I'm going to do. Just for y'all boys, hold on. I got something for y'all boys. Hold on, hold that thought.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
When you're out there walking the street, you may compete.
Yeah, as you can see, yeah, we know it's time to go.
Oh, yeah.
ain't nothing wrong with a little, Ain't nothing wrong with a little Thomas Dog, man.
So what track are y'all? What's y'all's home track in Texas?
They got various tracks in Texas. It just depends on where you go. I mean, if you go to Dallas, you got a choice of tracks up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And, Houston, they only have they have San Antonio, but in Houston, they only have Baytown, big drag.
So y'all closer to Dallas or closer to Houston way?
We actually stay in Houston.
Stay where?
In Houston.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. You're about 5 hours from Dallas.
Four hours exactly.
Yeah, four or 5 hours.
I gotta get my. Believe me, man, I got to get my money right, because like I said, I mean, I've been hearing good things about Texas, man. They've been talking about the tracks out there, because I can't think of the guy's name, man. There's a guy that gets on, he comes on this show every once in a while, and he does a lot of y'all's videos. He's like, he does y'all's videos out there, a lot of y'all grudge videos. And
yeah, that's
it on
Art,
YouTube.
What is it, Art something. Yeah, Nitro Art. There you go. Isn't that Kenny? Isn't his name Kenny or something like that? He's a good old boy.
Yeah, he gets on here sometimes. He got on, the thing that happened, he got on here one night thinking it was a show for the Texas boys, but it wasn't. And, man, we had a good old time, man. We were talking trash and everything, man. But the thing is, you know, everybody's been talking about, you know, Texas, and like I said, they've been talking about that concrete junk. And, you know, I mean, I'd love to get down there, man. They talk about it, but like I said, I mean, you know, if we all could get something together and meet, you know, closer to the middle, we might could do something, man. You know, I know right now, this year, you know, We done strapped in with a couple people already, so.
Well, I got some guys trying to come out from Texas. I'm gonna have a WFO, my racing team here. These guys around here are kind of running teams, you know what I mean? But we have a WFO team, and we're fixing to have a race come up in May or June, something like that. I'm still trying to get that figured out, but I got some boys coming out that are going to try to come out of Texas. I know y'all heard of Galen Smith, Texas Bounty Hunter, Pro Mod Racer. Sir?
Hey, Texas boys, y'all still there?
Yeah, we here.
You said y'all heard about the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah, I know Galen.
Yeah, and Frankie the Madman. You know, I mean, I've been watching them guys race and racing with Galen and stuff for years, you know, good people. But Greg Green is a good friend of Galen's, and they've been talking back and forth, and they're going to maybe try to make it for that show, that race of mine I got coming up. And then some other buddies that run Redline out there in Caddo Mills, Redline Raceway, run the Concrete Palace and stuff. They're going to, you know, a handful of guys are back half cars, you know. And they're going to try to make it, too. So, I mean, if y'all keep posted with JT here, and we'll let you know when that race is, you know, if those guys are going to come this way, I mean, maybe you can join in with them and stuff, and everybody can shoot this way for that race, you know. And the track's going to try to do something to help out the guys that are going to come. So, as well as I am for putting the race on, you know. We're going to try to kick at least $500 just for show up, you know what I mean? And then possibly more if we have a good turnout, you know.
What's your name again, sir?
What's that?
He's going in and out. I can't hear him.
That's Hell Yeah, indeed.
You hear him, Pete? Because they keep fading in and out.
He's going in and out on me, too.
Oh, Hell Yeah.
What's that?
He was asking who you were.
don't know, you're kind of breaking up. He was asking what?
Yeah, he was asking who you were.
Yeah, I couldn't understand you.
You're going in and out. I can't hear you either.
Yeah, I think
he was asking who you were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so hell yeah. Tell me this. Is it you gonna be at Running Bears event?
Yeah, he asked me, he called me. I'm already on the list.
Okay,
be there. I'm gonna take that event. What I'm gonna do.
Oh, so
you're
on the
win. I'm coming
you're
to win it, man.
Oh,
I might
man.
As well stay home if I'm not, you know what I mean?
I hear you. So you know there's some heavy hitters in that event. So you're not even looking at that. You're just looking past, right?
Right. Yeah. I just gotta keep doing what I've been doing. You know what I mean?
Hey, JB.
Oh Lord. Yeah. What's going on, Running Bears?
Look, everybody on that list is heavy hitters, including LP.
But you on there, right?
Right.
You on there, right?
Yeah, I'm on there.
All right.
Yeah, that's the reason I put that list together, and I really wanted that list. And it's going to be one hell of a race, and I can't wait. And look, I got five.
So what we going to do, draw out of a hat or what?
Yeah, we're going to draw over there.
Is that going to be winner take all, or are you going to pay down a couple spots?
I'm going to pay down a couple spots.
All right. Oh, so that sounds good. That sounds good. That's a good way to do it.
On top of what we put in, the $200 each player, I got people that's sponsoring it. They're going to put $200 a piece in it all.
Cool.
So it's going to spending money. If all the guys, all 10 guys show up and ready to go and get their money in to me before that big, maybe 24th.
Well, did you decide where it was going to be?
Say that again?
Did you decide where you're going to have it?
Yeah, it's at Virginia Motorsport Park.
Virginia Motorsport Park.
Yeah, it's going to be on Brown's race they have every year. The Memorial Day race that Brown has. It's going to be the 24th of May.
All right. So you're not going to do the March race?
No, they didn't give them a date in March.
Oh, so it's going to be May, not March now.
Right. He called me yesterday and told me I could do it on the 24th.
All right. Okay.
And, we're going to have flyers out here pretty soon and, let everybody know that it's coming, it's going to happen, and we're going to have a good time.
Oh, that sounds good.
Hey, JB, I already heard that you pulling for abortion.
I'm pulling for old Kenny B,
For hell yeah.
Yeah, I like Kenny. Pull up the time, it's gonna be one hell of a race from one end to the other.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just can't wait to see it all.
So that's Kenny Beecham's gonna be in that Mustang small block car.
Yeah. We already got a bumper sticker that says hell no.
Yeah, how'd that work out for your boy G Money? Huh? Yee! But that's
yeah,
all
but
good,
it's,
hey,
it's,
that's all good.
Yeah,
if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it, right?
Yeah, see, and the thing is, being that you helping, you know, helping out Running Bear, maybe, hey, when you get your date, like you said, maybe you can go on and put it out there, hell yeah, we'll help you out the same way.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I want you to have that Chevette back that you talk about, man. I'm hearing about this Chevette.
The vet?
Yeah, the Chevette. Didn't you have a Chevette?
Yeah, I had a chassis car Chevette there for a while, but yeah, it's no longer.
Okay, look, we got another microphone opening up. Let's see who this is. It's a Maryland area code 301-991-3107. Who am I talking with?
You talking to the one and only Sticky Fingers. Did I hear right that Kenny Beecham is going to run Hell Yeah?
Well, if that happens, and you know, that they are locked. Well, they're not locked, but they're running a shootout at Virginia Motorsports Park.
I guess Hell Yeah don't know that the horsemen make horsepower, right?
Yeah. I hope so.
I mean, are y'all really going to jump on?
Is
that
supposed to scare me or something?
Are y'all
scare
really
me?
Going to jump on? What'd you say?
Is that supposed to scare me?
Oh, no. It never scared. Never scared. Scared money don't make money, right?
That's it. All
right. Hey,
I've been running the, you know, I come from Texas, brother. I mean, they don't show you no mercy there.
I hear that, but you know the horsemen make horsepower, right?
Yeah, I know. I know there's some bad boys, but hey, you know, if I'm gonna run the easy ones, that ain't worth a fuck, is it?
All right, fellas. Y'all fellas have a good night.
All right, you too.
Lord, I already know who this is, so y'all be ready. I think I know who this one is. 443-532-4121. Your mic is open.
Yeah, man. This is G-Money, man. Did I hear my name?
Oh.
Did I hear somebody call my name?
We might have mentioned it once or twice.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
All right, man. How are you, brother?
Hey, I'm just chilling,
doing
man.
Good,
you know?
G-Money.
Huh?
We doing good. We was waiting for you.
Yeah, man. Hey, it won't be long, babe. As soon as that weather break, man, me and Hell Yeah gonna do it again.
That's right. That's what we got planned.
Hey, and I hear Running Bear got something going on down there too, man. I like to participate, man. Don't count me out.
Not unless you think I got something a little smaller than that shit of yours. No.
What you say?
I said not unless you gotta drop me something a little smaller in that car.
Nah, man, I ain't did nothing to the car, man, besides maybe some tires or something. The car's still sitting the same, man. I never got off the line when I ran you.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know it happens.
But what he's saying is Running Bear Shootout is small block.
Yeah, small block. 1K.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
well,
I'll come there and watch, man.
Yeah, they might be in trouble, huh?
Yeah, I definitely got to come down and watch, man. Support your brothers, man.
No, they don't want them big block cars like us to come down there and rob them.
No,
they
hell no.
They don't want us to come down there, G-Money.
Who that, G? What's up, G?
What's up, man?
I'm cool, G-Money. I'm cool. Hey, G-Money, this is Running Bear. Hey, what's happening, Running Bear? Don't you ever come to Virginia Motorsport Park and don't bring that car. Now, just because you can't get in my race, that don't mean we ain't got somebody sitting on the perimeter that won't go to your ass. Well, thank you for the invitation. Hey, thank you for the invitation, but you know I live at the racetrack. I don't need no damn invitation. I'm coming.
That's right. Don't ever come to Virginia Motorsport Park and don't bring your car.
Hey, you ain't got to tell me what one. Hey, I'm bringing a car. I'm bringing a car. I'm bringing a house. I'm bringing a wife, the dog, every damn thing.
There you go.
We got another microphone open. Well, now we got 2571 2498. Who am I speaking with?
Hello. That's crazy.
Yeah, 571, who is this? 571, who am I speaking with? This is Crowder from Northside 8. It was like, you know what, we're going to spend this shit. Bruh's Radio Talk Show. Yeah, what type of talk show? All right, so 571, who am I speaking with? This is Amos. 571, who am I speaking with? All right, you on mute. All right, 804-572-8552, who am I speaking with? This is AKA Crack Davis, Chad Glenn.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Hey, 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 Running Bell, can he get a little piece of that action you got going on? I want some of that action. I want some of that small block one kit. I want some of that action. There you go. Come get you some. Hold on. You small block one kit. Stop it. Hey, I'm small block one kit. Conventional head stock block stock suspension.
Damn, sound better and better.
That's right. Better and better for y'all guys, huh? So, when
yeah,
is all this going down?
Yet. I'm sure Running Bear didn't close the door yet. I'm sure there's no spot there.
Well, when does all this go down? What is the date?
Running Bear's on here. Running
Bear, let me get that date right, Running Bear. What was that? Ready?
Well, if he
is,
I don't hear him.
Yeah, I'm here. I can't hear y'all very well, but I'm here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get, Running Bell, when is that date?
May the 24th.
May the 24th. $200.
At
BNP?
Yep. All right,
whoever that is, have him call me.
Oh, that's Craig
Glenn
with Dirty Harry.
Yeah, this is Dirty Harry. Yeah, because we would love that. If he set like what my tip up, if he started having sports area, I set less than all y'all. I set less than everybody else out there.
But you don't. We got a man that weighs 3,200 pounds.
My shit got stock suspensions from 1979. The stock bushings and bolts that came in it from factory. But,
there you go.
But on the,
I
want to
put some hardened bolts in it.
On the 24th at VMP, I'll be there. Somebody needs to save me a spot.
And this is Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
What you need to do is call me. And
Hey, Bug, text me his number so I can call him tomorrow.
Hey, look, just have Bug
text me your number and I'll call you tomorrow. We'll get this straight. But y'all boys have a good night and I'll holler at y'all tomorrow.
And that's a Maryland boy.
All right, boys.
Hey,
look.
Oh, look, we just opened another mic. I think I know who this one is. 484. 484-832-2153. Who am I on with?
Yo, what's going on with the Pink Warrior out of Philly?
Oh, Lord. He wants some of that action, too, Running Bell. I want to sign him up. I hear the word stock suspension. Did I hear the word stock suspension on a small tire? Oh, yes, that's Magic Man. Stock suspension, nitrous, small block. Small block or big block, small tire, no bars.
Set them
Texas boys
packing.
Hey, where?
Running Bell, you still there?
But there's a whole lot of background noise, and I can't hardly hear what people are saying.
Yeah, I hear some background noise, too.
Well, we got Joe Minicondi on the line, and he has a small block stock suspension, one system nitrous car.
Don't matter if it's stock suspension, whatever. Small block, one kit, that's the way the show goes, right?
Small block, one kit, one carburetor.
That's it. There you go. Bring all them stock suspensions you can.
Oh, okay. So you're going to bring your two chassis small block.
Yeah. I wish I had one.
You got to be a back half. You got to be
a
back half for a stock suspension.
There you go.
No two at the time, no turbo.
Right.
Is that the May rate?
Yeah, that's
that
the
what?
That's May 24th.
May 24th, yeah.
We might be traveling.
Okay, well, hey, Joe, I need to holler at you, too, because June 14th, I'm working with Carlos. We got a $3,000 payout to the winner at Capital 28 and 29.
Okay,
so
on 28?
Yep, 28. We're doing 28, 3,000 to win, and we're doing 5,000 total each pot. So it'll be 3,000 to the winner, and then we're going to pay down with 2,000 left over in each play.
Small block and big block?
Either one.
Okay,
well,
we'll be there.
Yeah, we're doing the 28th to 29th, and you can tell your boys with your bike, we're doing a 60-inch, I think it's 60-inch or less, we're doing a grudge bike shootout, no time.
Now, is that 8 mile or quarter?
That's 8 mile. 28th and 29th right. Is 8 mile.
There you go.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I'm allowed to capital again, though. I'll be honest with you.
Okay, because like I said, we called
Election Day,
and we got a guy coming down. I forgot the guy's name, but he's good with prep. He's coming down to Capitol that day, and he's going, like I said, he's going to set it up right. No Petey. We talked to Petey. We're going to come up to Petey's, and he's going to come to us. So we're going to work together.
Well, man, running back sounds like you're gonna get a full list there, brother.
Hey, get my back on.
Oh yeah, the list.
That's good, man. Shit, we might have 16-20 car field.
My back
on.
Another microphone.
Oh,
here we go
again. If I had 20 guys, I will. Yeah.
Hey, running back, you need to do one on 28s, man. For big, it don't matter what you come in there with.
Yeah,
you need to add that field, because I mean that would, you know, that a lot of money getting left out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I realize that, man. But here's the deal. This is my first race, and I want to get this off. And if I get this one off and it works good, then I'm gonna think about doing something else. But I want to get this race off for these type of cars. Nobody on this kind of race. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and they most of the guys will do it 29-inch tire.
Okay.
So I don't care what size tire you got. If you small block, operator once you back, stop, don't stop. As long as you fit that, and you got to weigh 2,600 pounds. As long as you fit that, you can get in this shootout, and we can get busy and give the fans a whole lot to talk about. But I got it first.
Well, okay. Well, we some of us big block guys probably still come down and get a couple good races off.
Yeah. I got guys in my camp, man, that big block, you know, and they're going to be there. They're going to be, I mean, I got some small blocks that are going to be looking for some action.
Hey, is anybody going down to Mike Hill's race, March 8th?
A couple of people are going to Mike Hill's, man.
Where is it at, bro?
Mike Hill's race is House of Hooks,
North Carolina.
And when is it, March 8th?
Yep,
yeah, March 8th or 9th.
Oh, yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, we're going to bring a couple of stock. We're going to bring our two stock special cars in our backhand car, the Camaro.
Yeah, I talked with the boys from the Midwest, man. It's supposed to be a big one, man. The South basically said they still going to take the wins on that one, but we going to see.
Detroit definitely coming down?
Huh?
Is Detroit
police
coming down?
Who is that?
It's the Detroit
Oh, they are.
Yeah, I talked with Brian. I talked with Jimbo. I talked all the boys are coming.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm trying to run them guys.
Yeah, Team SBO is coming too, so.
Okay, yeah, we'll be there. Well, I think we're going to travel down to that.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a big one, man. I think that one's going to be the first actual big one, you know what I mean, in March. And, I mean, we talked about a race today with Mike. I'm going to be honest with you. You might, don't hold me to it, but you might be the rerun to Cole Killer and Tony Wright happened that day. I just feel good about that.
That'll be hot. That'd be good for me.
Yeah, I'm going, man. I gotta get my hotel room straight so I can go down on Friday and get up in there and go Saturday. So.
Yeah, we're probably gonna come down with our new little winter project we've been doing on Canal, the Peabody, and we're gonna come down with that.
Hopefully, oh, y'all got a little Peabody action there. What y'all call that thing?
Yeah, we ain't named it yet. It's the new one.
Okay. Everybody, that's the thing. Everybody get the G body now. Love.
Oh, we figured if we keep on going down south, y'all got G bodies, we might be good one.
Yeah, I see that thing from I tell you what I'm trying to see, man. Y'all's the mistress car versus the white boys the sickness car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got a Mustang. They got a Mustang with a small block. I think it's two carbs on it though. I don't know how y'all sit with y'all, but I know it's a small block.
Single carb.
Huh?
We're single carb gas intake.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if his is single or two, but I know he's small block. He's supposed to be up there because I tell you who's been talking. Him and Brian Davis with Chucky have been talking. I think that might take off too. So,
oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
that
thing, Lord have mercy. He let me hear a YouTube video of it the other day, and man, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. If I didn't know what was in it, I would have said, man, he's got a plug in it. But it's a small block. She's a little big.
Yes, sir. I saw it too. Yeah.
I've been talking with him on and off these past couple weeks, and like I said, them boys talking about bringing, you know, at least 10 or more cars, so.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah, so I can't wait.
And what track is this?
That is going to be at House of Hooks, March.
I think it's the track called Carolina Dragway, I think it is.
Yeah, that's what it's called, Carolina Dragway.
Yeah.
And how far is it from us?
That's going to be a big one. What did you say?
Man, I just got word, let's see. There has been an official call out again from Young Stang calling out Rhodey again for 2014. So I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I wanna see that one.
Yeah, that'd be a good show.
Yeah, I wanna see that one. I think that's some of Popeye's boys. I don't think he gonna claim them, but that's his boys.
I hope we can get them Texas boys and Oklahoma boys to show up at Mike Hill's race. That'd be nice to get some of them boys on the track. Show them what real cars are like.
Oh, Lord, here we go. I forgot Hell Yeah is still in here.
Yeah, I ain't went nowhere.
Well, you know,
watch now. I'm Texas boy, too, so I might be a Yankee now, but I've been running with them Texas boys. They don't play, and they're going to bring some cars.
I hope so. That'd be cool. I want the Oklahoma boys.
All right. Well, they're going to bring some, too.
All right.
I hope they bring stock suspension cars. Small tires. Yeah. They don't know how to race those small tires up down there.
Well, they're bringing grudge cars. Whatever they're bringing, they're grudging with.
Oh, okay. Them big tire chassis cars, you know. And you can hook anything in that. You can hook on dirt.
Sure. If you could, everybody be doing it, right?
Everybody down south doing it. Up north, yeah. we do it with the little small tires up here. We're real drivers. And we go quarter mile in it, so that eight miles.
Uh-huh.
Guys, I don't know.
I ain't met no real drivers up this way.
Where are you?
I ain't met no damn carpenters up here either.
Oh,
I've been building custom holes 20 years in Dallas, Texas. I ain't met no damn carpenters up this way.
Well, hey,
you throw a square box up, throw a truss roof on it. Boom, anyway, you can pull 2 foot on center, right?
Yes, sir.
You can go hook up with Joe. He I think he tows. He a repo man.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Take him on. I got to check.
Watch what I say.
What's the name again? I got to check the list.
What's that?
I said, what's your last name again? I got to check the list.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
I need a new tow vehicle.
I didn't understand that. What do you say?
Saying that I do repos. I come repo your tow vehicle. You never know, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I better watch what I say. I was just messing with that stuff, you know, driving shit, but yeah.
Oh, Lord, the boys from the DMV are firing at the Texas boys. Lord.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking at the page, and the boys said Texas scared as shit. God.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
Oh Lord! They want to run
28-inch tire cars with their big 3316.
Yeah.
Well, see that's one of the things that a guy said, that he went down to Texas with his 28-inch tire car and ended up running something on 32s or 33s.
I believe it. Them guys don't want to.
Well, that was an 8-mile race, wasn't it? If you went to Texas, it was probably an 8-mile race. That's what the 28 tire is all about, right?
I got a conventional head big block on stock suspension 28. I run it through the quarter all day long.
Yeah. Oh, well, depending on what gear you get in, I guess.
Yeah.
But most of these small tires around here are 8-mile cars.
Yeah, I figured that.
That's true. So hey,
yep.
So hey, hell yeah. Let's see this. I would like to see something. I'm gonna ask you something.
All right.
The Pink Warrior in his camp, they got a small block, one kit, and one car. What would you?
Uh-huh.
I mean, if we was able to get something going, what would you do?
I mean, what is it, a back half car or what?
No,
stock suspension. It's a nitrous car. I'm not telling you how many kits are on it.
Okay, well, there you go. Everybody knows my car is one kit. And you know what I'm going to do this year? I'm going to have a set of 28s or 29s in my trailer. So all this smack talking about, oh, you big tire shit. It takes me about 15 minutes to change my tires out, and I'll show you what a small tire will do on that car, too.
Because
I've been there, done that. There will be a fresh set in the car. I mean, in my trailer. So I won't be none of this, oh, you got big tire this, got big tire that. They'll come back and they'll say, damn. Yeah. So I'm gonna run both ways this year, y'all. I'm just gonna let you know that right now.
Oh,
that's good.
Hey, hell yeah! They want a boy to call in right now. They Ricky Fox's cousin with Animal Control said, "Hey, tell hell yeah, we want some of hell yeah."
Yeah, all right.
Oh boy, never.
All right, yeah, it's getting deep. That's good. Hey, I want all the action this year. Definitely.
I'll be ready. Hold on.
You're sticking the big guns, boy. Them big guns coming out.
Yeah, that's no small. That's no small gun, I can tell you that by sure.
Yeah, I know. I heard the name.
Yeah, I was, that's a race I was hoping to see at Mike Hill's too, and we might just get to see it, Animal Control versus Nemesis. Lord have mercy. I think I'd pay twice to see that.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
I don't mean no harm and no disrespect. Them boys on a motorcycle.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, running back. I put it out there. And, oh no, here we go.
Them boys on now.
We put
what
it out there for the motorcycles. Running back speaking the truth. We put it out there for the boys on the motorcycles at night, and you know. I know they had something to do, but the thing is, you know, I mean, this was supposed to be that night, and it got shot down, but, you know, we still having a good time. But I think we got a microphone that has, oh, Lord, here we go. We got two microphones open up, and they both from Maryland, so hell yeah, this might be getting a little deep for you.
301-991-3107 and 301-885-7929. Who we on with?
Hell yeah.
I just called in about you jumping on the horseman. Now, you got to stay in your class because that animal control ain't nothing to play with. He put leashes on everything that tries to handle business. Do you hear me?
You talking to hell yeah.
Hell yeah, he's not called animal control for nothing. See, you got crawl before you walk over here on the East Coast, baby.
Listen, I've been crawling for 15 years, brother. I'm good. But you know what? I don't even know who animal control is.
Animal control is right here.
It doesn't mean I'm going to back down from it. It doesn't mean that it's going to be all me either, you know what I'm saying? So I'll just do what I can do, brother. I mean, that's it.
Well,
what are you going to do when somebody calls you out? You know what I mean? If they make the race right, you know what I mean? I'm still game.
Whoa.
I mean, if I'm outgunned.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We know that call fast. We know that call fast. We know that, all right?
Yeah.
So what do you mean make the race right?
Well, I don't know. If I'm racing a fucking pro mod, because I don't even know what the hell he's talking about, who the hell animal control is. Now, if a pro mod calls me the fuck out, what are they going to do? Give me one run to the quarter?
I mean, we can run it how you want to run it.
Well, all I got to say is when we at the track, y'all come see me, and we'll try to do what we can do, man. I ain't scared. I mean, I've been racing the biggest and the baddest around. It doesn't matter. It's not just here. I mean, y'all don't know me from Jack just a little bit. I mean, I come from the land of big-time racers. You know what I'm saying? And I done got whooped bunch. You know what I mean? But they know I was there.
I understand that, but right here you got to crawl where you walk.
I've been done that.
Big time racer or big time tires?
What's that?
I put 31.5s on my car, and I'll race anybody, but I'm a small tire racer.
What do you consider a small tire?
28
non-Ws. Okay, how about you put radios on and you race a stock suspension Mustang?
I'll bring a radio car. That's no problem. We'll do that.
Okay. This is the animal control.
Okay, animal control, Kenny.
Oh, this is animal control.
Yes,
yes
sir.
You're speaking to animal control.
How's your car sitting, animal?
My car says stock suspension on radios at 2,900 pounds.
And was it turbo?
No, nitrous, big block.
I'll bring a small block on 275s.
And let me guess, you want to ask for the world. Why don't you bring something that's like me and we go heads up?
Whoa. Well, I run animal control heads up with a big block nitrous and my small block.
You know, where I come from, the only thing we ever asked for was maybe the move. And y'all call that shit a kick. There was no clear. There was no back tire. No nothing like that. The only thing I ever got, and once in a blue moon, I get to move. That's it. You leave on me.
That's a lot.
Not for a big gun like you.
Oh,
not for a big gun like you, brother.
What's that?
Not for a big gun like you.
Not me. I'm small. I'm conventional. I got a conventional head big block on the spray.
No, I'm talking animal control.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Yeah. He's the one that just said 2,900 pound, right?
Yep, 2,900 pounds, big block, stock suspension on radials, on 315 radials.
Okay.
2,900 pounds.
I'll give you
the okay, you say the moves a lot. You say the moves a lot.
No, I say heads up racing. You sit beside me whatever you had that sets identical to me, and we go heads up. There's that heads up racing. There's no give me the move, going with the back tie, you clearing me. No, none of that. You sit beside me.
You want it said I was just way outclassed because you're animal control? Because you're the horseman or something like that? Or
no, I'm the animal control. I said no one was out of class. I'm just calling on here just to see if I can get something lined up for the beginning of the year.
Well, if you've been out there and seen, I've been running big block cars with on nitrous. You know what I mean? With slicks on. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, is that supposed to scare me or something or what?
No, all I'm asking is heads up race. That's it. I don't want nothing. I'm not gonna give nothing. All I want
is that
heads
one
up race.
Kit? One kit on big block or what?
Nah, I'm on three.
Well, then you just put one kit on the fucking thing. God damn. I ain't a magician.
Sir. Hey, like I said, find something that sits like me, I'll run it. I'm not changing my car to run nobody.
Oh, yeah, you want me to bring one of my Texas boys here with something with a couple kids on.
Hey, that's fine. I'll race whoever you put beside me, I'll run them.
Yeah. Well, you got three kids on that. You ought to be able to run pretty much anything out there, brother.
I will run anybody.
You put one kid on that thing, and we line up and we'll go with it.
Can y'all hear me?
One kid.
Nope. You want 275s, right? How much you gonna weigh?
How much do I weigh? I weigh 2750.
You weigh 2750, small block.
2750 with me in it.
2750 with you in it, and 275s, and I stay on one kit, and I weigh 2900, and I'm on one kit.
Yeah, and I'll probably have a 28 or 29 on it.
What's your name, buddy?
What do you mean what my name is? You already know my name.
Well, what car am I referring to?
The Hell Yeah Z.
Oh shit. You ain't gonna run me.
You ain't gonna run me, is that what you're saying?
I try to run if this is the Hell Yeah I'm talking about, I try to run you at Capitol with the grudge car. With the silver Mustang at Capitol.
Well, I remember putting it on a silver Mustang at Capitol. It wasn't you, was it?
No, sir. You never ran us because you wouldn't want to lock it in. Because you only went around for $200.
You're the one with Ricky Fox with the double stacker.
Yes, sir. That's right here.
Oh, okay. What is that, 900 and some inch?
What's that?
Jeez. Fucking. Bringing a goddamn pit bull to a fucking chihuahua race. What?
Hell yeah, you don't want no parts of us.
You put one kid on that thing and you line up beside me and give me the move and I'll bust your ass. I don't give a shit if you got 1,000 cubic inch in there. 8 miles.
That's fine. You want 275 and you 2750. I'll put one kid on there and I will get
one
you every
kid,
day.
You give me the move and I'll bust your ass.
No, sir. Not giving you the move.
You want as many inches as you want.
I'll give you the move and I'll try all three of them on.
What car is
you give me the move, and I'll do it the Maryland way. You give me the move and clear me, and I'll still bust your ass with all three kits on it.
Am I still talking to the Z?
Ain't nothing changed about that.
Am I still talking to the Z?
You still talking to the Z.
You what, right now?
I get the move and the clear.
What are you making?
I'll tell you what. I'll give you the back tie, the move, and I'll clear you today and clear you to the quarter. And I'll stay on the
hill
I'll give you the back side of the kick, and I'll clear you through the quarter. And you know,
we're
going to
run
8 miles. I'll stay on one.
That ain't even happening. Well, I was born tonight, but not last night.
Hey, hold on. Let me open this microphone real quick. I got a guy that's been waiting a while. 973-878-6685. Who am I speaking with?
What's going on? This is Mark.
Mark who?
Young fan.
Oh, this young thing, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing, man. These boys talking about animal control. They looking for something to tame tonight, man. Looking for something for that 315 beast, the Ricky Fox.
Hell yeah, ain't gonna do shit with that. So I let him heads up.
Oh hell yeah, there you go. There go your race right there. You've been waiting for.
What's that?
That's young Stang right there.
What's up, Jack? What's up, Air Stang?
What's going on?
Yeah, we talked. We done talked already.
And you ducking me.
Huh?
And you ducking me.
Oh, man, you ain't the only one he's begging.
Ducking you. You want the clear and the back tire. You want all three.
Guys on my motor car. I'm going to run you heads up, nitrous and nitrous.
Okay, well, what do you mean ducking me? I mean, is this the first time we talked? We talked sometime before I forgot about.
Yeah, we talked. We talked
okay,
we
about
talk
a nitrous car running head up. The only time I ever talked to you was about getting all three.
Yeah, we talked at Caesar County.
Uh-huh.
You went and raised that big car, and then you left.
Okay.
So I've been I lock you in now for server heads up.
So you want to run one a small block car, one kit, heads up?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't have a problem with that.
So who you want to lock in with? Who you want DP man to be in the cut?
For what now?
In the cut.
Who you want to put the DP with? Who you want to put the down payment with?
Put the down payment with.
Yeah, oh, he want to lock in that race.
That's a lock in shit. We'll race. You come to the track. We'll hook up. I don't need no lock in. What am I bullshitting now?
I didn't say that, but
you run a back half car. You run a back half car or chassis car?
I got a stock suspension.
Okay. Well, small block one kit, man. I'll give you a try. I mean, worst you could do is whoop me, right?
That's what
hell
I'm
doing. Hell yeah.
All right, what's up? Let's do it.
Hell yeah. So you need to put up some money.
Well, I'll have my money in my pocket when I get to the track.
No, sir. I'm talking about excellence money.
You got to put some deposit up. You put a deposit up so we can know we're racing because I don't come out.
Well, why don't you send me your deposit and I'll hold the money.
Well, you ain't got to send a deposit, but you got to guarantee it. The gentleman on the phone can guarantee you're going to race. If I come down, then we're going to lock in 500 on three. If you don't race, you lose 500.
Yeah, well, I'm good with that. We'll hook up. I ain't got no problem with that. If I told you I'm on race, we're going to race. We just got to make a date to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Are you going to be in favor?
So, hey, hell yeah. Look, give me this. Where are you going to be? In March or April. Give us that. That'll help him out. Where are you going to be?
Well, March the 3rd or March the 8th. I don't know if I'll be ready March the 8th. I'll be ready by the end of March.
Are you going to Fayetteville on the 22nd, 23rd?
To what now?
Are you going to be in Fayetteville the 22nd or the 23rd?
Well, if I remember correctly, I think I'm supposed to be at the 26th to run Kenny Beecham in April. I mean, that's the first one I got lined up besides the Running Bear show. It was supposed to be March 23rd or 24th that I was going to try to make.
Hell yeah, if you don't mind me asking, what's that race supposed to be with you and Kenny Beecham?
As far as I know, it's a small block one kit race, heads up.
You running a Mustang?
Yes.
You going to push the button?
Stock suspension?
No.
I think so, yeah.
To where the remote?
Heads up, one kit for one kit to the 8th?
Yes.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up,
there, Junior?
May the 24th.
Yeah, May 24th. Yeah, Running Bear. Yeah, I know. That's May 24th. I was talking to Young Stang here. He's doing a bunch of barking.
Yeah, you said March, but it's May.
Well, you told me when you first started this thing that you were going to try to do it March 23rd or 24th.
Yeah, but it's
so
May
now
the 24th.
I know it's changed. Yeah, I know. Young Stang's doing some barking. He wants to jump on, so he can come get him some. That ain't no problem.
Okay. Hell yeah. What can we do with that silver car that you saw up Capitol?
Damn. I already told you. One kit. Give me the move, and I'll bust your ass through the 8th.
Man, you want the world.
You can run two motors as long as you got one kid on it. I don't give a fuck.
Well, look, I got an anchors car now. Stock suspension on 28s. Small block nitrous. I'll run anybody in Fayetteville today.
Young Stang, what's up, man?
This is Young Stang.
Hey, Mark, you hear him on there?
Yeah, what's up, Young Stang?
What's up, Walter? How you, brother?
I'm good, brother. How you been?
I'm good, man. I'm about to play with these boys in this nitrous game because nobody want to run the motor cars.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Young Stang, did you say you'll run anybody at Fayetteville?
Any stock suspension, small block on 28.
Oh, I ain't no stock suspension.
Hell yeah, I'm going to run you out of courtesy because I owe you something.
You owe me something. You got to owe me something at the end of the race, Junior.
I owe you an ass whooping. That's what I owe you.
Yeah.
I owe you an ass whooping.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, you come on with it.
Oh, you got to just lock in.
Well, like I said, we already locked in. We're good. You can count on that. You can fucking count on that.
Hey, I agree. I believe you.
If I was supposed to be worried about all that, you got me fucked up because I ain't losing no sleep. I'm good.
If your word is what you go off, that's cool.
I told you when we were at Capitol at the Civil War, I think it was, I'd run you and I'd give you the back tire and the move through the quarter mile, and you're the one to back the fuck out. No, I want all three. You want to declare and everything. Come on, man.
You got nitrous. I got nitrous.
Well,
you got
so
nitrous.
What? I mean, you're damn near running what I'm running on nitrous on a straight motor car.
You think so?
We've done this shit a long time, man.
If that was the case.
What the hell?
If that was the case.
You could have tried it.
I would have been.
If you're as bad as you were, you got two out of the three, hell, you should have went with it if you're so bad.
Hey, hell yeah.
Hey, I backed down. I didn't back down from shit. I just wasn't getting you clear at the big end of the track.
It's a motor car, though.
I understand that, but you jumped on me on the nicest car. So I gave you two out of the three you wanted, and you didn't want none.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The animal control is stay on motor. We go heads up. You turn whatever you want to turn on. We'll go heads up to the eighth. What do you want to do?
He's scared.
What's that?
Okay. Hell man. Yeah.
I already told Animal Control
what we do. He can run his 900-inch motor and one kit and give me the move, and I will knock the paint off the side of that fucking car.
I'm on motor, on horsepower, on a nitrous setup, and we'll go head
hell
up
yeah,
to the eighth.
If you're scared, say hell yeah.
And you're going to run motor, you said.
I'm saying
say
we're all
yeah.
eighth owners. Motor.
You're
going to
run
today.
Motor.
You turn whatever you want to turn on today.
If you're scared,
let's
say hell
go
yeah.
Animal Control.
If
what's
you're scared,
going
say
on?
Hell yeah.
Say that
good
again, Junior.
If
the
you're
Animal
scared,
Control
say hell yeah.
stay on motor, heads up to the eighth, you turn on whatever you got to turn on to get beside it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give that a shot.
Oh!
I'll give that a shot.
Heads up, hey.
And that's the solar Mustang, right? That's a straight motor to my juice.
Yeah. The blue Mustang.
Hey, that's fair.
I bet
that's
all motor.
No.
Whatever you
got to
turn on.
What happened to the silver Mustang here, dude?
Oh, my God.
The silver Mustang
is
not staying on one kid and kicking you. It's not happening.
What are you throwing the big car down on me for? You bringing the big car down off the second floor, dude.
Hey. I'm not detuning the grudge car to run nobody. If you want to run it, you're going to sit beside it. I'll detune the class car and run it on motor, and you turn on whatever you got to turn on and sit beside it. Since you're crying about how big the motor is and all this other shit, I'll stay on horsepower, and I'll still clear you on the other end.
Well, then you might as well give me the move, and then you clear
nope.
me then. You
nope.
give me the move. You keep giving me the move, and I'll bust your ass.
You're going to have to drive your car. I ain't giving nothing.
Man,
I was the eighth.
Hey,
Santa Claus
okay.
already came
I've
and left.
Driving my
Santa
car
Claus
for 15
already came
years,
and left. I'm not giving no present.
Well,
if you
come
get,
on
if,
now.
If
now
he,
I'm
he
giving you a present. I'm giving you a present, right?
If he give you the move, let him turn on both stages.
You're going to give me the move and you turn on both stages?
I don't have two stages. I got one stage.
So what are you telling me? You need another stage?
No, that's somebody else that said that. No, I don't need shit. All I'm going to need is one stage to do what I got to do this year.
Okay, well, that's the case. Set aside the blue car.
and run to the eighth. Stay on horseback.
You give me the move, and we'll do that. Because, see, you probably out horsepower me when I'm on spray on the motor, right?
Hey, I can't help with you, Bill.
It's okay, but you calling me out, man. I didn't come knocking on your door.
I'm just trying to get some action. That's all.
Hey, that was a change.
If you don't want to race the race, all you got to say is I don't want to race. I just want to keep on being on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay on the phone and run my phone.
You should change your name. Call me out with the silver car. Listen here, Junior. I got something for your ass. You already know you couldn't have hung with me in that purple bomb you had.
So what race do you want for the Fox Boys without a kick?
You wanted all three. I ain't never asked for three goddamn things in my whole life in a fucking race. Give me a fucking move, the back tire, and candy clear. What the hell kind of shit is that? That ain't fucking racing.
Where's the Texas boys at? I want to speak to the Texan boys. Where's the Texas boys at?
Heads up is racing.
Exactly.
Where is the Texas boys?
Heads up is racing. Stop asking for the kick, then.
Young Stang, we're definitely going to hook up, boy.
This is ISS.
Hook up, you going to say, and
this is ISS.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So I ain't
none
of y'all had me say hell no yet.
You're gonna have to show me, brother. Hey, look, I got something for you.
Hey, young sir. Hey, what you gonna be doing June 14th?
Hopefully living.
Hey, shoot, this is what we can do. Because I wanna see that race just as much as anybody else. Young thing, if you with it, I'll go ahead and hold. I'll put up 500, and let's go ahead and make that race happen between you and Young thing.
Where is this going to be at?
June 14th at Capitol.
And that's heads up, small block, one kit.
One kit.
Let's do it.
I'll go ahead and call Carlos. And
whatever.
I'll
run you heads up. Nitrous and nitrous. 3,000 or better.
One kit.
Hey, well, look, let me ask you this, though. Hell yeah, how much you looking for? Cause we want to make that a nice one, man. How much you looking to run for?
Well, I'll probably put up 500 or 1,000, but I ain't going no more than that.
All right, so.
I mean, I'm sure we come up with $1,000, but I'll put up 500 out of my pocket, but I'm sure we come up with another 5.
Hey, young thing, that's up to you, man. I mean, I know
Monster. Monster. That's Monster, right? That's Monster, right?
No, it's JB, but we doing an event, Election Day event, June 14th.
And, JB, you know for a fact when he said that out of his mouth that was over. And I don't run for that. You know that.
I understand.
You what?
I mean, he wants 2,000 or better.
You got the wrong racer then. You better call somebody else there, buddy. If not, you just come out there and I'll bust your ass for free. How you like that?
Whoa.
$1,000
ain't enough for you, man. That's all. I ain't going no more than that.
Get your race gas for free.
Huh?
You must get your race gas for free.
Yeah. Okay. $1,000 ain't good enough for one race. I don't know. I guess I'm in the wrong game.
It cost me $1,000 just to get to the track.
Well, you call me out. So if you want to come get it, you get $1,000, $500,000. We'll do it. I ain't going no more than that.
Man, who's in the background with them children hollering, man? Good God, it's Mike. Control them.
Somebody got it. I'm going to have to mute them.
Hey, you're probably telling Daddy, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
So like this, I know I'm not going to, that's a special trip that I'm not going to make just for that one little $1,000, like now. But if you're
going
to do
it, I bet you'd get some more action. You get you another race or two then. Because if you want some of me, that's all I'm going.
I'm saying if I was going to be at the track already, to come there just for that, it ain't worth it to me. Now, if you want to be at a track that I'm going to be at already, I would gladly take your money, but I'm not going to come here just for that.
You can do it. You can do all that all you want, and you know what? If you beat me, I'll gladly give it to you. But other than that, you can have to beat me first to get my money, brother.
You lost already.
Shit.
But look, I'm guaranteed I'm going to be in Fayetteville, but if I'm not in Fayetteville, I know I'm going to be at Buzz Creek then the next. And
look, I ain't running you down. You want some of me. I'm the one that holds the title right now. So you just come and let me know.
Wait, what title is that?
That's my
title. What
title
you hold? The Hell No title?
Exactly.
The Hell Yeah title? What's that? In the Hell Yeah world?
They don't rate for money down in Texas. They left to go to a TV show behind
them. Yeah, okay. I hear y'all talking. Y'all don't even know what a fucking grudge rate is.
Let me ask you this. We got a race up here, April 15th, up there. I'll lock you up for that.
So where at?
Would you come up here?
Where's that at?
Well, shoot, from what I know, Hell Yeah, don't you live in Jersey?
No, I live in Harrisburg, Hershey, PA.
Would you come?
Okay.
You from the English town?
Well, Hell Yeah, you live by me then.
Harrisburg.
I live in English town.
Okay, well, yeah, we ain't far apart. We're about 70 miles.
Yep.
All right. You remember this race? And who's this?
Are you there?
Who's this that lives in Hagerstown?
Pinky fingers.
Who's this that lives in Hagerstown?
Sticky fingers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't ask no questions. I tell
all
no
right.
lies.
All right.
Other than that, the dude I was looking for ain't knowing here. So
where's this track at, Youngstown? You said April 14th or 15th.
Englishtown.
Okay, that's Jersey. Yeah.
Would you
well,
come
that's
up
possible. Hey, you know what? That's possible. Maybe we can hook up. Call me. He got my number or something. You give me a call, and we'll hook something up, all right? We'll try to do it. But I'm not going for more than 1,000, okay? I don't get that
cool.
kind of
I mean,
money to throw around.
It's just for me. It is just too much to travel, man. I got to travel for that. And then
okay, look, I'm not far from you. I'm not far from there. I could probably do that. That's not, you know, I'll travel. I ain't got no problem with that.
That's cool.
Hey, look.
Come up here. I'll definitely do that. I'll knock you off. No problem.
Well, you do all that fucking bum gum or gum bumping you want to do there, Junior.
I'm
you
got
to show me because I drive my car.
You right, I do too.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen you drive shit but a straight line.
Hey, young thing, it's good that you're on because I just seen call out video and we got some of those South Carolina boys on here right now.
Well, it all applies. Make sure y'all get that to Rody, because he's doing a lot of pump faking. Rody says nothing. He's doing nothing but pump faking. It's time to put up that bread.
Hey, young man, I heard Bloodhound was looking for you.
And I responded to that. You better go on YouTube and type in Young Thing versus Bloodhound.
Yes.
The title is Young Thing Calls Out Rody. Just look that up. And see and think how you feel about what Bloodhound got to say then.
Hey, Popeye.
Yeah.
I see you on here.
Yeah.
Hey, so what you think Rody going to end up taking this race anytime soon?
Yeah, Rody will probably end up taking it here over the next couple months.
Okay.
I'm looking to lock in Rody right now. He made a call out twice to me and has yet to do nothing. So I responded to him, and he said what he wanted. I agree to all what he said. So it should be no problem.
The only way you can get in touch with Rody is call Indica. Indica's got Rody's number. I don't know.
Okay.
All he
got to
do is put that money up. And he talked to him, so he should have no problem betting.
Like I said, all you got to do is call Endicott call Rody. I mean, I'm not getting on
the bill. I know Endicott. I don't call them guys' numbers. But if y'all, any of them get in touch with Rody, you tell him there's something out there that he need to see.
All right.
It's something on YouTube that he need to see and get back to me. He know how to make contact. All
right. I sure will.
It's on DMV Grudge, too. And it's on Facebook on DMV Grudge. And it's on YouTube.
All right.
About to find all them southern sites, Grudge Racing, post it up there, too. He hiding too much.
Hey, so, hey, I see is that Gene Stevens on the line?
Yes, sir, it is.
Gene Stevens, you hear these boys going at it pretty hard tonight, Gene Stevens.
Yeah, that's why. Give me a chance to sit back and enjoy the show. I ain't even have to chime in.
Yeah, that dirt hell yeah stirred all this shit up.
Yeah, I heard that. I tell you what, 2014 is going to be interesting, boys.
Right.
Yeah. Hell yeah, don't believe me when I say Kenny Beecham is his worst nightmare, though.
I didn't believe you. I just didn't say I was going to sleep through it, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Gene.
They're going to make him a believer real fast.
Hey, Gene, yeah. I tried to tell him earlier that the horsemen make horsepower.
Look, y'all think I was born at night? I already know that. I already know that's a big gun. But if I do bust that ass, then what? Then what's hell yeah? He didn't make no horsepower, is he? It's just his car, right? It's just his car working.
Hell yeah. I tell you what Mike Hill told me today, hell yeah. He told me you got to beat the man to beat a man, so that's all I can tell you.
Okay, so, all right. Same here.
But I'm with you on that one.
I got all the respect in the world.
Nothing we got. Because if they scared, they won't run.
Hey, hell yeah. And if you do beat Kenny Beecham, we'll let you in the state of Maryland for free.
Okay, now who says that?
I'll tell you what, if you beat Kenny Beecham, I'm going to quit drag racing.
God damn. So in other words, I shouldn't run that race is what you're saying.
No.
Because I'm supposed to be scared of getting beat. Look, I've been beat before, and I'm going to get beat. But it might not be that day.
Race.
It might not be that day. It might be that day, but it might not. So just believe. You got to believe, man. You know what I mean? I'm good.
Hey, I don't give a shit who calls me out. The fastest car in the country can call me out. I'm going to run or win or lose.
Exactly. So there's only two ways it's going to go. You're going to win or you're going to lose. Either way. And I'm not scared either way.
Hey, what's the man say about drag racing was mostly luck.
Yeah, okay.
More luck than anything else.
Okay, well, I don't know about any luck, you know. I mean, luck's okay, but there's a whole lot more to it than luck. But I know Kenny Beecham's going to be tough, you know what I mean? But I don't want to run the easy guys. What the fuck's that? What's that make me?
That's free money.
Okay, well, I ain't worried about the goddamn money. If I was worried about the money, I'd be doing something else.
Hey, we take all donations.
Yeah. Well, I ain't donating shit. You're going to have to earn it. That's it. Just like Kenny Beecham's going to have to. He's got to earn it. I know
that's
he ain't scared of shit.
Hey, we don't want it. We don't want it given to us. That's too easy. We'll earn it. We ain't got no problem doing that.
Yes, we will.
Well, you count on it. I'm going to be there. We're going to run. So y'all can do all the smack talking you want to do. But when the day of the race comes and we're right there side by side and whatever happens, happens, it is what it is. I'm good either way.
Hey,
you know what? I'm going to race Kenny. I'm going to race Kenny Beecham. You understand that, right?
I hope so.
All right, don't hope. It's an all-bound deal, dude. Well, I'm going to race Kenny Beecham, so it is what it is.
That's my man.
That's it.
Hey, you ain't supposed to be scared of nobody.
Oh, I ain't. I'm cutting cattle, man.
If you are, you need to stay home, right?
Shit, that's it. I'm a grown man. I'm 46 years old. Big, tall, fat, small don't make a fuck to me.
Exactly. Hey, you don't think, hey, do you think you ain't never asked me that once you said I should be?
Damn.
I know. Hey, Bob, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
When I get finished with Carlos Wells and all them boys, I'm going down south to nephew, Mike Hill's nephew, and I'm going to rip the head off the dragon.
Who you talking about, Stone Cold?
So I'm going to rip the head off Stone Cold, and then I'm gonna go take care of William Brown III. That's my goal.
Okay, I'm listening to that.
Win or lose, I'm going.
I'm going to rip out damn nephew's head. Somebody left the damn gate open.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
And the damn dogs are running around, barking.
I'm going to take a WFO off the back of my shirt and put a fucking target.
Yeah, it's going to be nice, 2014.
Yeah, that's it. Let's do it.
Hey, I feel like this. If you can't jump on the big dogs, you ain't got no business in the sport.
That's right. I don't want the easy ones.
If you split his mouth, say you're scared, go to church. If not, bring your ass to the starting line, get another lane.
Yep.
Or get a dog.
Shit, I've already got my bank account all saved up for the year. Win or lose, I'm going to spend it. I'm going to either give it away or I'm going to win some.
There you go.
I know Kelly the same way. He don't give a shit if he wins or loses, but he's going to race.
Don't let him win.
You know, Pete and John, all of us boys are like that. Win or lose, we'll pay you. We'll shake your hand, pay you, and tell you we had a good time. Don't give a shit.
Don't have to like it, but we'll do it.
We don't like to lose, but hey, we done got our ass beat a lot, too. We don't mind
taking
a loss.
Right. Yeah, that's it. I know.
But I can tell you one thing. We'll be back next week.
That's right.
The following week, we'll forget all about that ass whipping and try to
get it just makes the rematches all that much better, man. So
that's like that
G Money thing. Me and him got going. The rematch is going to be, you know what I mean? It's going to be what people want to see.
Beat us down. And
yeah.
Then he'll have 2-8 boxes.
That's right.
Dad still keeps things interesting. That's for sure.
He's really from Texas.
Man, ain't nothing bigger than
our egos. Oh, they didn't pull that steers and queers thing, did they?
They ain't got no horns.
The only thing that come out of Texas is steers and queers. They didn't pull that shit, did they?
Almost.
Okay.
So, before we end this show tonight, don't get mad about this. But we're gonna do a little poll. For those in favor of Hell Yeah knocking off Kenny Beecham, say aye.
All right.
Now, what's going on?
Is that one stage? One stage?
I think that's a. Let me see. Monster Jones.
Yo.
Hell Yeah versus Kenny Beecham. How is that race set up?
I don't know. Whatever they want.
Okay. Well, so one stage to one stage sound good. I mean, you know. Hell Yeah. You are. Let me ask you now. You are keeping the wheelie balls on, right?
Talking to me? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely keeping the bars on, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I got a question. Whatever happened to run with the hell you brung?
Well, that's what I bring. I got wheelie bars on my car, so that's what I'm doing.
Stiffs. They call them stiffs.
Hell with a stiff. Run with your brung.
Okay, well, that's just...
Well, that's the way the race is presented to me. Small block, one kid. So, I mean, hell, he's Kenny Beecham. He don't need no more than that.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying, JB. If Kenny ain't going to win both kids, Yeah, going down.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, that, yeah, I probably already know that. I mean, if it's a two-gun to one, you know, I'm probably definitely the underdog there. But, I mean, I got a chance if it's one kid to one kid. So, I mean,
well,
I'm just going to do what I got to do.
Well, the thing is, Kenny will run you one kid to one kid. That's I mean.
I believe that.
Yeah, I know.
But we're on 28 with no bars on the car. You got bars and slick tires, right?
Right, but Kenny Beecham called me out. I didn't call him out.
Well, let me ask you a question. Don't it seem like a fast race? We run what we run, and you stay like y'all?
No, one kid to one kid. He don't need it. He's Kenny Beecham. He don't need fucking wheelie bars.
Well, I can't help with Kenny Kev, but let me ask you a question.
Come on, man.
No bars in a small car. You got bars in a big car.
Hey, hold on, I'm gonna have to put somebody on mute pretty soon, man. Y'all gotta get that background noise cut out.
I never even met the man, but you know, it is what it is. But no, I'm staying the way I am, and small block one kid, and we'll hook up.
Well, hold up a minute. You can stay like you are, then let us stay like we are. We run what we brung. We spray two, three, whatever the hell we got. We can't spray the one.
I can't run a Kenny Beecham race like that with two or three kids. Jesus Christ.
Come on now.
Man, I seen some 4 second, 450 cars on goddamn no wheelie bars and 28s already. I come from Texas. Been there, done that. The way the race was called to me was small block, one kick. I called, I'll run anything small block, one kick, back half, I'm good. I can't run two, three kicks of deuce. Come on, man. I mean, the reason he runs wheelie bars is because the thing don't fly in the air. If I take the bars off my straight, you're going to see a wheel stand. What's that going to do?
Well, what do you think is going to happen to our car on 28th if we try to leave hard on it?
You know, that's why you got a progressive on there, probably. I don't have progressive. I leave right out of the gun, 100%. 100%. It ain't no gradual pull-in. If I took the bars off with a progressive on my shit, I could probably take the bars off and do it. But I don't have it on there. I'm old school, man. I still hold the button in my hand.
A wheel stock suspension. I mean, you got a back half saw.
Yeah, but y'all call me out. Is this Kenny Beecham's guy or what?
I don't know what to say.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this Wickenburg, what's going on?
Monster on
it. Oh, Monster on there?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Yeah,
what you want?
If you run, Monster, you ran it. You just hurry up and called in, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm quiet. I ain't said a word. You go ahead and tell them what happened to you today. Same thing Kobe going to do to you. And Rick, go ahead. Tell them what happened to you. Since you want to open up your mic. Go ahead.
Hey, nothing happened. We want to know where the bike's at.
We just called about the bike. That's all we called about.
What's up, man? We had a good time, yo. Good time.
We ain't talking about that. We talking about bikes.
I'm not talking to you, color boy.
Hey, look,
Hey, Mom.
I want to talk to him. I don't want to talk to that.
Hey, color.
Don't make me call Carlos.
Hey, all right, well, we're going to have to stop people. Somebody else in here, let's see.
So we're good on the Kenny Beecham race.
Yeah, you hey, Gene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think? Are we good on that one?
I can't hear you. Do what now?
Yeah, people gonna be a little upset, but I'm about to start to meet some people.
Let's see, right here.
It ain't gonna do with us.
that what he fussed about?
Here we go. Here we go. Hey, Gene, he was asking, are we y'all good on that race? Or, I mean, do we need
to? No, I'm not locking that race in. I'm going to talk to Kenny. I don't think we should be running the back half. I don't think we should be running the back half car, big tire, all wheelie bars, with one system on stock suspension in 28.
Well, how come y'all didn't think about that before you started bumping your guns and calling out one kid?
Oh, who called you out? I don't think Kenny
called you out. From what I heard, Kenny Beecham said he wanted to try me.
Did you hear Kenny Beecham say that?
No, sir. You're right. I did not.
Okay, then. Well, that's the whole deal. If Kenny said it out of his mouth, we're good. I know.
Okay.
I ain't even met you. I'm going to meet you this year because I'm going to meet you at the track or something. I like to meet you, but I don't even know who you are. I know Kenny
right.
didn't call you out. He wouldn't make
okay.
a race like that. If he was going,
right.
he wouldn't. Ain't no way he'd make a race like that.
Okay. Well, that's the
race. If you want
to
race, we're more than willing to make it fair and do something. But I don't think we need to be running a big tire car, a back half car on bars with stock suspension in 28.
Well, that's up to y'all. It's small block one kid. Me and Kenny Beecham is the way I understood it, and that's where I'm going with it.
Hey, hold on for a minute. Hell yeah. Hey, Gene.
Yes, sir.
It is Running Bear.
Running Bear, what's happening, boy?
Look at it this way. Now,
yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
I talked to Kenny, and Kenny got in the shootout with us. He understood all the rules, and it is what it is. So why wouldn't Kenny run? Hell yeah.
I tell you why, Running Bear. He can't run him one stage to one stage, and that man's running big time back half with bars, and Kenny ain't running but 28 stock suspension, no bars. If he puts 28s on the car and comes like that, we're running heads up on one system.
There you go, hell yeah.
I ain't taking my bars off.
28s on the car sitting like we are. Keep his bars on that. We're running heads up one system.
Yeah, well, you know that man ain't going to take them bars off their car, man, the way their car.
But don't you agree, Running Bear, if he's going to leave a big tire on there with the bars and all that shit, let us run what we broke. We ain't going to have no bars in the car, but let us run what we got to make it fair.
He can't beat you, Kenny, go on both.
Yeah.
In the way he's going to beat you.
I don't think we can beat him on one system with his setup.
I didn't say that.
I think you can.
Hey, I'll tell you
this. Oh, see, he just said that.
Hey, Running Bear. I'm not Running Bear. Yeah. Hell yeah. Didn't you say you got 28s and 29s?
I will have 28s, 29s this year, yes.
I'll tell you what.
But it doesn't mean I'm running without no bars.
All right, well, look, this is what we're doing.
I'll tell you what. You come with 28s, you can run the bars, whatever you want to do, we're running one system. As long as you got 28s,
we'll do.
Well, I might have 29s. So I'm just telling
you,
I can't come with three sets of tires. I can come with two.
Look, if you come with a 28 or 29-inch tire, we'll run it. One system to one system, with or without the bar. It doesn't matter to us.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do on that. That's okay. But as far as I was told it was a Kenny Beecham race, your small tire against my tire, one kit to one kit. And that's where I was going with it.
Well, Kenny didn't say that, but I mean, it's like this. We race together. We'll make it fast. Like I said, if you want to come to the tire like that, we'll run you.
No, I just appreciate the chance to race the man. I mean, really. It's kind of like, you know, racing Galen Smith, you know, or Greg Green or something in Texas. You know what I mean? They're the guys, you know what I mean, you want to run with. You know what I mean? So it's good. Either way, I'm good.
Well, I think we can do something. I think we can get that together.
All right.
Well, thank you, Running Bear, for clearing that up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because I know he said that he was going to put a small set of tires on the car.
Right.
But he ain't got for one stage tonight. That's all he. And his car, every time he leaves, that thing is in the air. If he take them wheelie bars off, he'll like end up on the hood of Kenny's car. So you don't
have been there, done that.
If anybody watched Kenny and Marilyn, that's what he did. When him and, I think, Copperhead ran, or him
Let
and
me get right back with you.
Fix me a Kenny. Kenny went in the air, too.
Yeah, I know. You know, when you're racing like that, you really don't want to have no kind of accident. You want to be as safe as you can. That man don't feel like he can take the wheelie bars off and run safely.
I got no issue with the wheelie bars at all. If he needs to run them, he can run them. But if he wants, you know what I'm saying? put a tie on there like we got, we can get it. We have to. We put the ball on it so we can leave a little bit harder. That ain't no big deal.
Right, right.
I just want to keep it fair. We come set in the light and make a good run.
Yeah. Come halfway in the light, you know, and make a good run, you know.
Exactly.
And,
I'm game for that.
Lose.
Nah, Kenny don't set up a whole lot of bases unless somebody jumps on him. That's why I was asking if he set the race up because I didn't know.
Yeah. And then you know, I realized that when Kenny get in a grudge race, he comes to win. He don't come to lose. He comes to win. He may lose, but he comes to win. So
I tell you what we'll do. We'll put the bars on the car. And we'll come with 28, and we'll run it one system on one system.
There you go.
That's fair. Kenny got a set of bars you can throw on there.
Hell yeah.
Is that good with you, hell yeah?
Hey, hell yeah. You still on?
Well, man, you didn't scare the man off before I got the Larry's locked in, did you?
Hell yeah.
I don't think you might have dropped off.
Yeah, the show basically is cut off, so we might be only a couple on here.
But Gene, I guarantee you, if you put them wheeler bars on there, he come with 28 or 29, y'all got a race, I can tell you that now.
Oh, yes, sir, that's what I'm planning on. We'll do that, because that's fair.
Yeah,
we like you. We don't want to give me races.
No, I don't want to give me, but I don't want to run nobody that I know that's going to run away from me, you know.
Right.
And he's the same way.
I don't fault him for that.
Yeah. But, you know, if Kenny come with them two guns, ain't no way in the world he can whoop Kenny. I don't give
Kenny
a damn.
Kenny said he'd run the 28s with bars on one system, and he'd be happy to do that because that was fair.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. That's what I say, too. That's fair.
Running back, I want to tell you this, too, before you get off the phone. I got my two good luck charms in the trailer this year. That's why I'm talking so much trash. I got your daddy's presents in the trailer. I'm ready to take on the world.
That's right. Get bold. And if you look on the internet, my wife put another picture up there, and I think it says something like the best horse in the racing at his best.
I seen that.
Yeah,
every time I go racing, I set them things on the counter. I said, that's my good luck charm.
Well, hey, look, boys, I think I can hear this woman from Blog Talk telling us our time has ran out. So, hey, Gene, I'm going to call you tomorrow.
All right, Debbie, thank you. All right, you take care, running man. I'll house later.
Good news.
Yeah.
Make sure them guys that want to get in that shootout give me a call.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Chad tomorrow.
Okay, later.
All right.